Hello and welcome to a TMCNet podcast. My name is Rich Tarani, President and the Group Editor-in-Chief of TMC and TMCNet. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Ian Milnes, who's the President of Z3. Ian, how are you?
Good afternoon, Rich. I'm well.
Great. I know you've got some really big news that you're so excited about, and I don't want to steal your thunder. Why don't you tell us about your new product?
The new product is something that's quite unique in the marketplace. It's a modular gateway into which you can plug GSM modules, CDMA modules, and analog modules, and connect your network, whether it's a legacy PBX analog network or a SIP IP PBX network, to the GSM or CDMA network. So it's very unique that you can obtain your telephony and do SMS over your network from your desk without having to use the PSTN or an ITSP.
And this fits nicely with the rest of your product line. You want to just give us a little update on some of the other products that you currently have? The last time we spoke was a few months back. I just want to bring the readers up to, or the listeners up to speed.
We have a 30-user PBX, two different types of 30-user PBX that we introduced a few months ago. We also have a 150-user PBX, and we have a 500-user PBX. These are all SIP products and all fit with all standard other SIP products. We also have a couple of desktop phones. We have a soft phone, and we have a USB soft phone as well.
So that's quite a wide range of products. Do you think this new gateway will fit in well with that portfolio?
The GS8 gateway is a product that can be used not only with our SIP products, but can also be plugged into other SIP products. So it will work with other SIP IP PBXs as well as our own SIP PBX. It also can be used completely standalone without the need for a IP PBX as its host. So it has two fundamental different modes of operation. One is where it registers just like an ordinary telephone would register with the SIP PBX. And the other mode is where it operates completely independently. In the second mode, you can actually cascade them together. And so you can create a virtual gateway that is going from one medium to another medium without the need for an actual IP PBX.
And what would be an example of that in action, that example?
That second example would be an example if a guy has an analog PBX and wants to be able to connect the analog PBX to the GSM network. So if the person wants to have voice communications over a GSM or a CDMA network, then you can connect analog gateways into analog, put analog modules into the GS8 gateway, and also put the wireless modules, the mobile phone modules, into the gateway. And now you can make a call from your analog PBX throughout to the cell phone network, and the analog modules do not even need to be in the same physical GS8 gateway as the mobile phone modules.
Right.
It sorts it all out and can use whichever one is available to go out and make the call. You can also plug in with each of these, with the GS8, you plug in the CDMA and the GSM modules that you want, and you simply put your SIM card, a regular SIM card from the mobile phone, into the module, and then you create a routing table, a least cost routing table. So depending on the plan that I have with the various providers that I have, I might choose that certain calls will go out over a CDMA network, some calls will go out over the Vodafone network, some calls will go out over the T-Mobile network. And in the case that we were just talking about with a cluster, well, one or a cluster of GS8s, then a call can be routed out over the most appropriate route. And as I said, in that particular mode, you don't need the analog module to be in the same gateway as the CDMA or GSM module.
So basically what we're doing is we're taking the PSTN out of the center of the connection between the PBX and the mobile phone network. Is that a good way of saying it?
Well, if you take the standard case of operation where you're using the GS8 modular gateway as part of your SIP network, so you're connecting it next to your IP PBX, and of course we have excellent IP PBXs, so you'd probably want to connect it to one of those. But if you're connecting it into your IP network, then what you can do is a couple of things. Maybe your SIP PBX is connected out to an ITSP, and it completely bypasses the PSTN. But you actually want one or two analog lines for backup purposes. Now you would connect the analog lines into the GS8 modular gateway, and now you've got some analog lines as backup in addition to your ITSP connection. Now what you also want is you want GSM network connectivity or CDMA connectivity, because you either want more backup or you have a lot of people out in the field and you are constantly calling, making calls to mobile phones. And depending on your plan, you may be able to get those calls, mobile to mobile phone calls, at zero cost or significantly lower cost than you could over an analog network or over the ITSP network. It's not only about cost, because it also adds additional value, so that now if I am a mobile phone user and I am out of the office and you dial my extension on the IP PBX, I can set a call forwarding rule that if Rich Tarani calls me, route the call immediately out over to the GSM network to my mobile phone. Now, I have not needed to give you my mobile phone number, but that call is coming in and instantly transmitted over the mobile phone network to my mobile phone at probably zero cost to the company and no extra cost to you, and it's seamless and transparent. And because we use the GSM codec gateway on the device itself, then the speech quality is unimpaired. And so it's completely transparent to a caller who is calling in and then being routed directly to my mobile phone, and I haven't needed to give you the mobile phone number. And so it's more than just a cost saving, it's a convenience factor.
So that's an interesting point. So in some ways, this helps with the unified communications in terms of being one piece of unified communications puzzle.
Well, yes, and also because we support the SMS, and indeed we support MMS on different modules, because we support SMS, you can send me an instant message from within the office, and that would also go out over this same gateway. Now, you can send instant messages today if you're using a third-party service, something such as Skype, for instance, from your desktop. You can send, if you have Skype out, you can send an SMS message, a text message. But the advantage of putting in the gateway inside your facility and using the gateway inside the office is that now the phone number, the origination phone number of that SMS message, appears on my mobile phone. If you use a third-party service, you get an odd phone number where that message has come from, and that means you can't reply to it.
Right.
With our gateway, the company is sending out the SMS to a customer or to a colleague, and can accept a reply back by text messaging. And so, yes, you're being able to handle it and send it out so that you can send out text messages to your employees and your other users, as well as being able to send out phone calls to them. And so that's less obtrusive for your people who are out on the road. But now you've got another facility here as well, another application is, and there are already these types of things are already around, but if you have a dentist or an optician and you have a regular 6-month checkup or a 1-year checkup, it really annoys the heck out of me that these people phone me a few days before and say, are you going to make the appointment? That's very, very obtrusive. You know, I've got the appointment and I know I'm going to make it. Far better for me if they send me an SMS, a text message, and send that message to my mobile phone and say, are you going to make the appointment? Now what I can do is I can simply reply with a text message, yes or no, and that goes back to their database, and it goes back to the office, goes back to their database, and it can record a positive answer. And it's the same as someone phoning you and asking you if you're going to make that appointment and recording the answer as a yes or no. But if you're using a third-party service to send that message, you can't get the answer back. And so how do you know the person is actually going to make it or not going to make it? And so with a little bit of middleware hooked in to pull up the records from the database and send these text messages out to you and record the answer back, a very simple application would improve the customer service. Along the same kind of lines, you can imagine a garage that is servicing cars. You know, they tell you to bring the car in the morning, and they don't know when the car is going to be ready after it's been serviced, so they say to everybody, okay, come back at 4 o'clock, the car will be ready at 4, but they're telling that to everybody, and some people's cars are ready at 11 o'clock, some are ready at 12, and so on and so forth. Well, again, a little bit of middleware accessing the database on the car record, servicing record, could be able to tell that the car is now complete, ready for pickup, and simply sends an SMS out to me and says, okay, your car is now ready. You can pick it up anytime. The total bill is $123. So, again, you're being able to offer a much better solution to your customers, a much better service and capability.
That's great. Now, how does the new plans in the U.S., unlimited plans, factor into this kind of device? I would imagine it makes it a lot more attractive for
well, that's it.
Device.
I mean, the payback can be very, very quick. If you're currently using a analog line to make your phone calls, the payback period of this device would be really, really rapid return on investment. You plug in the SIM card, you sign up for the plan, and yes, you know, for $40 a month, you have unlimited phone calls. You put that on your PBX and use that. I mean, we're talking over a GSM link at my end. I don't know if you're using GSM or CDMA, or you're probably calling from your office.
Well, yeah, but generally CDMA is what I use. So
right. So I mean, this is a very good speech quality on this call. So most customers wouldn't really know these days if it's coming from a mobile phone or from a PSTN. I think the ITSPs in general are better quality than PSTN. But yes, if you're still using PSTN, this is a very good way of reducing the cost.
So you expect, I know that you've got at least a few customers out there in terms of trying this out or already in beta. Talk to me a little bit more about the beta and what you think that the uptake will be.
Well, at the moment, all of our trials are in Asia. And you know, as you go around, oh, sorry, one is in Romania. It's in Romania. So one in Europe. So as you go from one region to another region, the requirements and the justification for using the product vary from region to region. So, for instance, in the Philippines and in Indonesia, there is significant competition amongst the various mobile phone carriers, and a lot of the plans have zero cost of calls between any mobile phone on the same network, and a very, very high cost of calls for calls that go between their network and another company's network. And so what you get is people put on their business cards 5 or 6 different phone numbers, mobile phone numbers, and they list list out the different carriers for each of the phone numbers. So if I am registered with a smart network, I would use a smartphone to phone this person and dial that particular number, and any other number is going to cost me a lot of money. And with the GS8 now installed instead, I take all those different SIM cards and I plug those SIM cards into this gateway, and now I end up carrying only one phone. You see these business people go around with six or seven phones. It is laughable. They have a plastic bag full of mobile phones. It's just hilarious. You know, you see this guy in a suit carrying a plastic bag full of phones. You wonder why. And so, yeah, so there's a big application there for that. So we have that application, the SMS type of application with a garage is implemented in India. We're also in trial with a very major, very major mobile phone company in India, which is putting together a call center. And this is a call center for a mobile phone call center. We're not doing the call center bit of it. We're just doing the gateway at the moment. And so the gateway has got 90 mobile phones, basically, where callers can call in using their own mobile phone on this network to be able to obtain service. So that's another big application that we see. So the applications for this are very wide and varied. And so far it's been a very, very well-received product. It's very unique in the fact that it is modular. You can plug in GSM and CDMA and analog. And to my knowledge, there is no other such product on the market.
That's great. That's very impressive. So I wish you the best of luck with this. It's very exciting for you, it sounds like, with a product which has it either no or very limited competition. What do you think's next for your company, and what can people expect?
Well, we're developing more peripherals, and we're improving and adding features and functionality to the 500 user PBX. I think that your readers can probably guess the type of functionality that we're going to add to that to make it a much more attractive product for the U.S. market. And so those are the things that are under development. I mean, we're doing gung-ho. You know, we have distribution, solid distribution now throughout Asia. Every country in Asia is covered. Every country in the Middle East is covered, except for those, of course, that we can't sell to. And now I'm spreading wings and moving into other areas. So we already have distribution in one part of Europe. You know, we're spreading wings there. We're looking for distribution here in the U.S. And also throughout America. So on the sales front, we're expanding, and on the product front, we're also expanding.
Now, Ian, it seems like just yesterday we talked and this company was founded, and I can't believe. How long has it been since you've even started with this company?
I founded the company January 2007. So
this
doing
is
good.
Unprecedented progress in product development. Congratulations.
Thank you. We work hard.
Yeah, I mean you do, and I'm very impressed, and I'm looking forward to maybe even if you get a chance to send one to our labs, TMC Labs, to test one of these out. That would be great too. So.
Okay, will do.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And again, you've been listening to a TMC Net podcast. I'm Rich Tarani, the president and the group editor-in-chief. And we've got Ian Milnes, who's the president of Z3, talking to us a little bit about the future of his company, as well as the new GS8 modular gateway, which is going to be available as of when, Ian?
It's in distribution now, and the product is launched on the 12th of May and can be purchased from distribution on that date.
Congratulations, and thanks again.
Thanks very much.